Hello everyone, I'm Bishop Stephen Croft, Bishop of Oxford, and welcome to this edition of My Extraordinary Family. I'm here in St Nicholas Church in Ely, and I've just bumped into Julia Jones, who I first met a couple of years ago. And Julia is a project director for a most wonderful project called RE Inspired, and she's kindly agreed to take some time to tell me a bit about her life and story and about the project. So Julia, lovely to be here. Thank you so much for
You're very welcome.
Agreeing
it's lovely
to
see you.
Tell me a bit first about yourself and about your Christian faith and how you come to be part of the church.
Well, I came to faith when I was probably about 12, 13. So joined secondary school and had lots of questions. My faith when I arrived in secondary school was really Jesus wants me to be a sunbeam. And those were songs that we sang and we prayed in actually in primary school, and they became very meaningful to me. And then I had lots of questions when I was in secondary school. We started doing science and all those sorts of things, and I had lots of questions. So I felt the only place I was going to get the questions I wanted answers was to go to church, and the only church I could see that had any resemblance to something on a Christmas card was St Peter's. So that's why I ended up.
This church we're in now?
No, St Peter's just up the road, okay, our sister church. It was confirmed, went through all my classes, confirmed. Felt surrounded, very traditional church, and surrounded by story in the windows, and in the psalms and in the songs, and in the liturgy. So for a newbie on the pew, just what was surrounding you and what you were reading was very informative, and that really helped me because my family weren't churchgoers at that point in time. So I was confirmed, and everything started from there, really, and raised my family. And this is within walking church distance from home, this particular church, which is why I ended up here when we moved back into the area after college. So I've always been involved with the youngsters in Sunday school and youth work when I was a young leader, before I had family, and then subsequently when I had my own.
And how long have you been involved in RE Inspired?
RE Inspired, I probably joined them now about 16 years ago. I joined as a volunteer because my own children were in primary school. My youngest had gone into year three, which meant he got to do RE and was very excited about doing RE because he felt he had something to contribute. But all they were getting really was worksheets, and he was hugely disappointed and lamented to me, well, why can't it be fun like Sunday school? Which landed with me, and I thought, well, why can't it be multi-sensory and interesting and lots of questions and fun? And then I learnt that the church that I was in had started to do RE Inspired. So just ticked all the boxes for me. It was creative, it was conversational, it was coming alongside children, answering questions and taking it off the page and bringing it to life. And that really appealed to me. So I started because my own children were doing it, and then did more and more and more. And then a vacancy came up because the project had legs, and they were able to recruit part-time team leaders to organise that for the school, because everything is geared to what the school require on their RE syllabus. So that's what I did.
The project has grown and grown, hasn't it?
Yes.
And you were just telling me earlier, before we started recording, how many children you were in contact with last year and the size of the whole thing now. Just tell me about it.
Well, the project, the slither of the project that I'm involved with is the Home Hub, if you like, and that's early in East Reading. And within that geographical area, we have 11 primary schools, and two secondary schools. So we're in all of those situations and contexts now. So if you were to add up the footfall for all of those sessions or assemblies in primary and secondary, that is about just over 14,000 encounters that we have per year. So for me, I think that's really significant and life-changing. And we have such a diverse community within that geographical area, from Newtown spreading right out into the suburbs of Early and towards the South Reading as well. So that's just our hub, but we have other hubs elsewhere that where people, clergy perhaps moved and they want to take it and offer it to their new schools. So we have a hub in Woodley and Caversham. We've got one in Chinner and Headington, on Guernsey. And our resources are also used in places like Bristol.
So it's beginning to travel quite a long way from the base
in Reading. It's really exciting, because when we first started out, it was are inspired people that were moving, or clergy that were moving, and it was in their toolkit, if you like. Yeah. So in a different situation, this is what I could offer you, because everything we do fits the needs of the Christian RE syllabus. Mm. Now we're finding that actually it's the staff and the teachers that are coming to us, saying, my friend's working in this school and she has this and I really want it for my school, or I've moved jobs and I'm now in this school, you did it for my old school, please will you come and visit us now. Mm. In the context I'm in now.
And just describe, I saw and indeed took part in one of these events. I think it was in Any Questions.
Yes.
When I was on my deanery tour a couple of years ago, and it was genuinely really inspiring. But just describe for somebody who's never seen it, what a typical engagement with a school will look like.
Okay then, yeah. Well, we start with the syllabus question, and we plan an hour and a half around that. And typically we'll take a year group at a time. Mm. So for some schools, that could mean 30 children for a year group. For some schools, it could mean 90. So we have a raft of volunteers that come and help us, and we break those down into groups of 10. So we do little workshops, if you like. So we'll start with a syllabus question, and we introduce the session, and we always start with, we're not here to change what you believe, but to share what Christians believe. So we can be very open and upfront about that. And we're an ecumenical team. So the experience that we bring is very rich and it's very diverse. Mm. And sometimes a difference of opinion, and that's a really good thing. Mm. So we'll start with the introduction. We'll hook into their experience. We introduce the syllabus question. And then we break it down into workshops from thereafter, where we might be telling story. We might be sharing a video clip. We might be doing an exercise using drama, using art and craft to explore all the elements of, around that particular story. Mm. What does the Bible say? What does it mean to us as a Christian? How will that change our behaviour? What does it, you know, how does it impact us? And what can they take away from it? So it's not just learning about faith, it's learning from faith. Yeah. Which is really what the syllabus is about. It's really bringing everything alive in as creative a way as we can. Yeah. So the kids really look forward to us coming. Mm. It's seen as a bit of a treat, actually, because they know they're going to have a good time. Mm. They know they're going to be in a small group where actually they're going to be heard. They know they're going to be heard and listened to and have an opportunity to contribute as well, which is a wonderful thing, isn't it? In these days when school and classrooms are really stretched, so a child could go for quite some time without actually having a one-to-one conversation with an adult. Yeah. So if we can offer that, that's amazing.
And so you see a real impact on the children when you're working with them. And who are the team that you work with? Are they paid staff or volunteers?
Well, we have a small hub of part-time paid volunteers, and they're paid for a certain amount of hours, depending on how many schools they have. Mm. So I've got six members of staff, and we have I'm full-time in the office, and I have a part-timer that helps with all their marketing and whatnot. So they're liaised with the staff, and we work with our churches who support us wonderfully with volunteers and with financial donations as well. So we're really blessed to be brought into the family of each congregation, regardless of which denomination they are. Mm. We all value it as being important, actually, in early in East Reading. Mm. And they took it on board and we rolled it out across our particular area, which is why it's been as successful as it has
done. That's fantastic. And you were saying earlier that you are just poised on thinking how to expand and make the learning that you've gleaned over many years accessible to more people.
Yeah, so we've been kind of home orientated, if you like, looking after our area, but we've freely shared our model and offered training. We do a lot of training, actually. It's... we've done the 5% I've been in post, I've just done 15. It's lovely us getting all together, but sharing that is a really good idea to see it in action and share. You could really get an understanding of how it works, what it looks like, what it feels like. Yeah, we're at a crossroads, really. So we have other hubs up and down the country that have taken on our model. I've trained them, I've supported them, I've given them everything they need. So they're up and running doing their own thing. So, but there's a limit, I think, to how many we can do, because there's only a few of us, really. Yeah. And so partly it's down to funding, and partly it's down to raising the right team that catch the vision. And because we're all busy people.
Yeah.
And I understand that now a school might come to me and say, I'm over here and I really want this for my school. So you've got all those hundreds of children and you've had the doors of being flung open. So the challenge then is to get the church community to work together, to find the time to come together for the benefit of this community.
And have you found your own Christian faith has stretched and grown in particular ways through the journey with this?
Yeah, God's got such a sense of humour, and he's telling me to trust him and step out in faith, and it'll be okay. Because time and time again, I worry, because I'm a bit of a control freak on the organising side of things. I like everything to be buttoned down and, you know, all organised. But if you're dealing with people as much as we are, you can't always guarantee everything. Yeah. I can't always guarantee that I'm going to have exactly the right number of people. Yeah. But you know what? It always works out. Yeah. It's a lot of prayer and a lot of trust and stepping forward, and networking with people is important as well. But I do believe God goes wherever he wants something to happen. He goes ahead of you, whether you're ready for that or not, I have to say. Yeah. He does go ahead with you, and he puts things in place to enable stuff to happen.
So we have this vision as a diocese of becoming a more Christ-like church for the sake of God's world, contemplative, compassionate, courageous. Mm. What are the lessons you've learned about being courageous?
To step out in faith and to trust God no matter what. Mm. And it will come to pass. If he wants you there, it will come to pass. Mm. And to be brave to accept sometimes if a door is closed, don't lament over that and worry about and beat yourself up about it too much. Mm. Actually, it's because he has another plan, or he might be just redirecting you somewhere else for a moment, but you may well come back to that later. He provides what you need, and you have to be brave with that. And you have to be brave when you're working with people that might have a different opinion to you. That requires you to be brave and to be generous when sometimes it might be something that actually rocks your foundations. Mm. You have to trust that actually it's still a good thing and the children can learn from that, because as Christians, if we can't show that we're one family and the things that are important to us join us together actually, rather than focusing on the stuff that could pull things apart, then that's not good modelling for children, is it? So we have a responsibility to model that good relationship, and that can be challenging, and you have to be brave for that.
That's tremendous, Julia, thank you. And one of the lessons that comes across to me hearing the story again and knowing something about it from my previous visit is the fruitfulness that has come through persevering in the same thing over and over again with each generation of children over many years, and the expertise that you gather and the relationships with the schools that must develop from year to year as well, just keeping going.
Yes.
And you don't know what the fruit is, do you? Because as you said right at the beginning in your own story, you were a pupil at secondary school, you went with lots of questions, you had lots of encounters and conversations. You just don't know what's going to come from the sowing of the good seed of the gospel. It's really tremendous to hear the story. Would you pray for the diocese? I'm asking all of my guests just as part of this to pray for this wonderful community of people seeking in our own way each to do what God is calling us to do. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all of your blessings and for going ahead of us, opening doors and preparing the way. Heavenly Father, I pray for our diocese, for all of your people in this area, that we are aware of when doors are being opened for us and that we have confidence enough to go through. I pray that we work in a more joined up way, that we love one another and trust one another to make the journey together, that we put our money where our mouth is and our skills and our talents to make your plans a reality on this world and in our area. We can't do it without you, Father. You've given us what we need. Help us to make it happen. Amen.
Amen. Julia, thank you so much for taking part in this podcast of my extraordinary family.
You're very welcome.